Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you would be mine, we both shine. You're missing Nas here. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Where did this one come from, Jack?
I'm just looking through some folders here.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I have no idea who Nas Escobar is.
Bro, of course not. I've heard of him. But I was like, this might be one that Spike and Ike know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we do. We know this one.
Sir.
All right.
Godson.
So Dave Dombrowski, Rob Thompson spoke. Essentially, everything is staying the same. The coaching staff, Rob Thompson got an extension. Seems like Kevin Long will be back. Caleb Cotham will be back, right? They didn't name them, but they said the coaches.
They're all coming back, yeah. Major league staff, yes.
Yes, Rob Thompson wanted the staff to be back. And then it was disappointing from a perspective of they did not have answers. Mm-hmm. They made some excuses. And to me, the most disappointing thing is the thing that they talked about being important that they didn't do. Rob Thompson said that they worked on every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. Every single day. And it didn't get any better. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, y'all ever seen the show Impractical Jokers?
Yes, sir. I love mm-hmm. that show.
Never heard
it's
of
like,
it.
It's like all the Philadelphia organizations they got us on tape right now. We about to play a prank on the it's like every day it's a different clown show. It's like, what are we doing? Like this dude up here and he's still up here trying to justify how they perform. Like, oh, but, you know, Trey Turner, he actually had an improved season. He actually looked like he wanted to. Come on, y'all. I told y'all for years on top of years, LeBron James started this. It don't matter. I don't care about none of these numbers. I don't care about none of these analytical numbers. Nobody's war. Nobody's none of them stats. We lost. We at home watching other teams play. We can't hit. We got all these big hitters. Listen, I need somebody fired. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Schwarber. I love Schwarber. I don't care if it's Cat. Somebody gotta go. I'm so fed up with the clown shows that's been going on with our organization. I don't know what it is. Like, we don't care about winning, and then we got people up here justifying the clownery that goes on. Am I crazy? Or did I not hear them say that Johan Rojas going to be living in Clearwater, practicing Philly stuff? Like, what? And with no guarantee that he going to be on the team. So you mean to tell me y'all told this dude, go live in Florida, work on the Phillies plan, but we might not play you. You might not even be here, but work on what we teach you. What? Like, they think we was born? Yeah, hey, what's the definition of insanity?
There it is.
I know what it is. Hey, whatever it is, whatever the real definition is, that's what the hell these dudes is doing. Like, and then they try to feed it to us. It's like they making bullcrap sandwiches and try to tell us, oh, no, this is a steak sandwich. You got cheese on it and A1 sauce. Like, no. Like, what the hell, man? Like, what are we doing? I need somebody gone, man. I need somebody.
Well, nobody's going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's just a player unless they trade a player.
We need somebody in the clubhouse that's going to slap somebody. I need a Pebble Bond. I need a Barry Bonds. I ain't talking about the hitter. I need a Draymond Green type. I need somebody like that. We got too many pretty boys in this locker room. I need a dog. I need Nick Sirianni. You know what? Nick Sirianni, you coach the Phillies.
Mm-mm.
And Rob Thompson, you coach the Eagles. That's what we need.
That's because a good plan.
I like that.
That's what we need. We need to swap coaches, and that might work.
inner city trade. Or can you,
oh, man, that is awesome.
Can you imagine Nick Sirianni at Citizens Bank Park just telling the people in section 107, giving them the finger after Castellanos hits a game-winning home run?
I was going to say, how would he and Bryce get along?
Yeah. All right, Corey, thank you for the call. I can't believe you haven't seen Impractical Jokers.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you got it. Have you watched that show, Jack?
Yeah.
So, Impractical Jokers.
The bits kind of run its course. But yes,
because everybody knows them, I think, is the problem now. But it's four buddies, used to be four, now it's three. And they would basically send one guy out into the street and tell him in his ear what he had to say to people or what he have to do and see how long they can last doing those things. So it's sort of like Practical Jokes, but not really.
Right.
It's a funny show, man. Okay. Especially the older episodes where people didn't know what was going on.
Like a version of punk?
Yeah, it's kind of like punk.
Yeah.
Except they're sort of punking their own friend by putting them in terrible situations.
Okay.
So there are some really good episodes. So yes,
right, it's still in rotation. It is.
You know what channel it's on? It only matters once a year, right
is
around
it True
March.
TV?
Yeah, it's True TV. No one can find True TV.
Yes,
until March Madness
yes. when it yes. comes. Yes, 8:41.
Sounds close.
We have different channels. So
okay,
I don't know.
Yeah,
because you're still in North Jersey.
That's right. You're still in North Jersey.
Look, man.
I know.
You guys know my pain now. Now that you had to make the drive one time.
It was awful.
Yeah.
A sickening amount of New York on our TV screens yesterday. It was basically New York sports from 4 to midnight.
Yes.
That's right.
It was awful.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. It was.
Yeah, you left
Dodgers,
the wrong time.
Yeah, Dodgers, Mets.
I did.
Yankees, Cleveland.
Can you imagine
Buffalo Jets?
The ratings that Ryan, the new me in New York's going to get. He's going to look like a genius.
That's twice.
Yes. Yeah. The same thing happened with Lakin.
Yeah, it happened when you left here.
Yeah.
Everything went
great.
Everything went great.
You came back. Everyone's dumb again.
And now New York is the town now. That's the town.
Well, Championship USA.
Well, hold on. We did win the first Eagles Super Bowl in history with me as program director.
All right.
That is true.
So
congratulations.
You have some faith.
Yes, you do. That's true.
Broken clock is right twice a day. Yeah.
Lakin and Hurley just drifting off me. That's all those guys are doing. So they bring back the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
So we think, maybe there are going to be some significant changes with the lineup. But here's what Dave Dombrowski said about that.
The reality is we have a third baseman, we have a shortstop, we have a second baseman, we have a first baseman, we have a DH, we have a catcher. Probably need to, and we've talked about Russ, JT a little bit more as we go forward. We talked about Castellanos, we talked about Marsh, so there's one outfield spot. The reality, we like our bench, and we've got some good bench players. So if you're going, we have four solid starting pitchers, we can upgrade the fifth spot for sure. Our bullpen really pitched well, but you always want to look at your bullpen and see if you can get better and how that happens. But we've done a good job. Our people in the organization have done a good job at taking guys that are not high-profile relievers and making them productive pitchers for us. So we'll explore that. But I think it really comes down to an open-mindedness of conversations and see where that takes you.
Well, all the players are spoken for.
Well, a lot of patting on the back there, tell you.
We did a good job.
Yeah.
We did a good job.
He's proud of the roster you put together.
Yeah. Well, and you didn't hear him talk. We didn't play it. When somebody asked him about the trade deadline acquisitions, he said, well, Austin Hayes got hurt.
And sick.
Hurt and sick. And, dude, look at Austin Hayes' numbers before he got here. You gave him left field as an everyday player, a guy who cannot hit one side is the definition of a platoon player.
The definition of a platoon player. That's why I don't understand why he was out there every day when he was here early.
And at the same time, Lane Thomas had a grand slam on Saturday.
Yeah, a guy that they could have traded.
To put the Guardians in the ALCS.
Yes, or I'm watching Jazz Chisholm last night.
Do they realize that nothing that they do, I shouldn't say nothing, but very little that they do in the regular season will matter.
No,
Especially if they run it back. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, do they realize that?
Well, the whole press conference felt tone deaf. Like,
yes.
the city's more mad than they're leading on, which I found annoying.
And I think they're not used to it. And I think that we're making
They want to tell us how almost it's not as bad as we think it is.
A lot of teams would take our situation right now. They didn't say that. And by the way,
you know what it sounded like?
What's that?
I'm going to say it's slow so we can all pick it up.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounds like Doc. And they haven't felt, and I think that is partially, we're making the Sixers comparison because I think it's apt now in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I think it took the Sixers the Sixers are aware of how mad people were at them. Mm-hmm. Aware. And I think that informs how Morey talks after the season or how Nick Nurse talks after the season. This is not acceptable.
Yep.
They have knowledge that we don't. You know, so I get that Dave Dombrowski can say, like, look, guys, what you think we're going to turn over the whole roster? But you do have to have some awareness of how people are feeling and acknowledge what went wrong. The other thing that Dombrowski said about the trade deadline, and this is the second time he said it, and it just is not an acceptable answer, is he said the reason they didn't chase another starter, which at the end of the day might not have made a difference in the playoffs, you know, might have made it, mm-hmm. starting pitching was not a problem. But he said, you know, we expected Taiwan to be better, and we expected Spencer Turnbull to come back,
right.
And Tyler Phillips was pitching really well. Okay. So you have Taiwan Walker, who I am not Dave Dombrowski, but I watched Taiwan Walker for the first 2.5 months here, and I could tell you he stunk. Spencer Turnbull has been injured every year for the last 3 years and was injured again this year. And Tyler Phillips, God bless his soul, is a quad A pitcher who had a couple of nice starts. None of those things should prevent you from making a move. The expectation of Taiwan Walker coming back, Spencer Turnbull, or Tyler Phillips, none of those things should prevent you from making a move if you think that's the right move. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls right after Ike tells you what to do about your hair.
As if I should know. Hey, there's yes. nothing like a championship team that gets even better. Now, I'm talking about Glad Hair, the area's foremost authority on hair restoration, is now a part of Morgenstern Medical. So you get the same team of experts, the same unmatched Glad system at the same location, all under the direction of renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Ken Morgenstern. Now, if your hair is thinning or you want to restore what you've lost, call the Glad Hair team today at 610-980-4000 or visit GladHairMCTR.com.
Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, the official jeweler of you. If you're looking to get engaged, shop the home team, Mark's Jewelers, with rings for every budget, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, here is the question. Do you expect the Phillies will run it back for next season, or do you believe there will be significant change this offseason? So run it back or significant change? What do you think the poll is at?
Run it back,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably, let's go 68%.
53% think they'll run it back. 47% real change.
Yeah.
I just wonder what real change is.
I mean, yeah. And how much of that is people hope that is real change?
Right, because when you think about it, your point, Jack, I don't know. Now, look, if they sign Juan Soto, that is significant change. He did mention one yes. outfield spot.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But there,
trade for Trout.
Well, that's not significant change.
Sure it is.
No, it doesn't.
Are you talking about the GOAT?
Who's
my
guy? Who's going to play more games next year, Mike Trout or Austin Hayes?
For the Phillies?
Yeah.
Or JT?
You brought it up earlier. If they are truly thinking about significant change, they're going to have to be actual hard decisions made with the Philadelphia Phillies. So we can get on the air and say, just trade Taiwan salary and say a prospect
right.
and you'll get player A.
Right.
You're going to have to think about Kyle Schwarber. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to think, and everybody would be okay, I think, with JT at this point, except for Bryce. But Bryce is less of a, or JT is less of a hard decision, I think, from a team construction standpoint. But you need a player who has actual value, who is on a contract that another team wants to take, in addition to probably a prospect, to get a great player back. And the only player they have on the roster right now who I think fits those things is Schwarber.
Mm.
What?
You don't think Bohm brings enough?
I don't think so. Maybe, but
how many years he has left before he's a free agent?
I believe two.
I'm sorry.
I'm saying you get a relatively, not a young player, but a player
I think he could be in addition to something else.
Okay.
He could help you
I'm
get
just
something.
Wondering, with his salary and what?
So next year's his last year before he's unrestricted.
Okay.
So he's basically expiring, like Schwarber is, like JT is.
Which could be of value to somebody.
Well, not Boehm, but I think Schwarber could be valuable to a contender. Mm-hmm. Boehm, you're getting him expiring. You only have $8 million expiring. You're basically committing to pay him,
right?
Essentially, if you're trading
you
for Alec Boehm.
Yeah.
Now, maybe in a city that isn't Philadelphia, Alec Boehm ends up being.
Yeah.
But
I think it's more mental with him than it is actual talent.
Yeah.
He's gonna be a great Brewer.
And they're you think Milwaukee?
Then they're going to trade for Devin Williams.
Is it really another reliever?
He's a lockdown closer.
Yes.
Yeah, you can make him your closer.
He's a lockdown closer,
except against
Pete
Alonso. Yes. That ruined our entire season.
Yeah.
I'm actually more mad at Devin Williams than the Phillies. I'm just kidding. I'm definitely mad at the Phillies.
215-592-9494. Conspiracy Chuck, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hello, Spike.
Hi, Chuck.
Ike, I know it's not your number one forte, but you know your baseball, brother.
Oh, thank you, Conspiracy Chuck.
And how many people do you think, and you come from a good baseball town, how many people know the Cincinnati airports in Kentucky? How many people know that?
I would guess only the people who have flown to Cincinnati and realize that it's in Kentucky.
I didn't know. Now, I have flown, but I was a child to Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah,
I did not know that
it is
in
Kentucky.
Kentucky,
yes.
That's a shock, Spike. I flew in, I couldn't believe it.
What's a bigger disgrace, Cincinnati's airport being in Kentucky or New York's football teams playing in New Jersey?
I hear you.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Anyway, listen, I'm older than both of you guys, so I feel comfortable in telling you, even though I'm seeing some flaws and I didn't like this press conference, Dave Dombrowski, in my lifetime, is the best GM the Phillies have ever had, because that guy's got a track record for his whole career. But he said something today, and Spike, you touched on it, but I don't know where you're coming from. I know he's got to watch what he says, but when he came back and he said, yeah, he'll be there next year at shortstop, and he might bite off more than he can chew. They gave this guy a ridiculous contract. And he stinks. And here's the thing I can't figure out. The Cardinals and the Dodgers, period, have the best organizations in the National League. You didn't hear the Dodgers crying because Turner was leaving. What if this kid can't play short? What are they going to do with him? They can't keep him there.
Yeah, I don't think he can play short, to be honest with you. I agree with you. And Dombrowski is very accomplished and has a lot, clearly knows what he's doing as a general manager. However, when you look at what he has done in Philadelphia, I cannot, all he's done is pay players for their decline years. Remember, it was Matt Klentak who signed Zach Wheeler. It wasn't Dave Dombrowski. Now, Dave Dombrowski extended him, and it was a good move to extend him, but you're essentially paying him for his decline years. Trey Turner, you're paying him for his decline years. You know, we've seen the last two trade deadlines have been disasters, pretty much. Taijuan Walker is a disaster signing which will prevent you from spending money in other places. It's not an $8 million signing like Whit Merrifield that you just sort of write off midway through. Taijuan Walker is a four-year, $80 million. We have 2 years left of Taijuan Walker. Mm. 2 years. So when Dave Dombrowski, thank you for the call, Chuck, when Dave Dombrowski says that Taijuan Walker isn't guaranteed a starting spot next year, okay, well, are we all just making pretend that $20 million doesn't exist? Because I hope the organization does. I don't want to hear that they didn't make a move because of the money he spent on Taijuan Walker. You know, I just think you can acknowledge that Dave Dombrowski has been good in his job in his career, and also that his performance as general manager for the Phillies has not been particularly impressive.
Yeah.
From a major league standpoint.
Yep.
What is he responsible for on this roster that I should feel good about? Paying Aaron Nolan, who is already here. Paying Zach Wheeler.
Some people think you overpaid Aaron Nolan.
Yeah,
or...
right. Yeah. Paying Zach Wheeler, who was already here.
Mm-hmm.
Paying Trey Turner, which looks like a mistake. Nick Castellanos, fine, but that's not a tradable contract. He's got 3 years, $20 million a year left on his contract. That's not tradable.
And it says a lot if that's your best signing.
Right. 2 years left, yeah. Right? Does he have?
He's
got
3 years left.
Okay, yeah.
Castellanos has 3 years.
No, he's 2 years left.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's what I said, didn't I?
No, you said three.
Okay, all right. 2 years.
Schwarber was a really good signing.
Schwarber's a good
signing. You give him credit for Schwarber.
Absolutely.
His biggest advantage, like, is Listen, they were a team that was had a similar roster, but falling short every year. So I think he gets credit for helping them turn into a winner. But ever since they made it the World Series, it's been a step back.
Yeah, yeah. And a step back
that's after adding Trey Turner to a World Series.
Which is a big old issue there, Spike. Like,
yeah.
Big
yeah.
old issue.
Thank God that you never supported that, Jack.
Would never.
Yeah. Remember when some idiot did the whole standing ovation
Why
thing?
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
They couldn't see, couldn't play shortstop?
No responsibility whatsoever.
We need that accountability. Just accountability.
John in Havertown, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
I have no idea what that just was.
A little song about accountability.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I won't take offense. There's two quick points. One is, I think a huge difference between Rob Thomson and Charlie Manuel is that Charlie Manuel was very good with getting in the grill of the big player. He didn't care about your salary. He didn't care about your prestige. I think Rob is so reticent about telling Bryce what to do, telling these, you know, Rudo what to do. In fact, often he'll say, well, you know, these guys have hit, so they're going to come around. Like, there's no accountability for these guys to produce because they're not, I don't think they're being pushed at all because the manager, I like him as a person. I think he's a good all-around manager, but I think that's a glaring part of what's wrong with the team. I really do.
Yeah, it just sort of seems like, and we, thank you for the call, John. When we discussed moving on from Rob Thomson last week, It was not that it's Rob Thomson's fault.
Right.
But at some point you have to acknowledge that the structure that you have created to make sure that the team is performing up to their ability is not working. Is that you could see it for months, and the loss for words that they're all at for what happened leads me to believe that at some point how it's working or the voice that is leading that clubhouse is not having the same effect. And I keep, and maybe it's just a small throwaway line, but Rob Thomson saying something we stressed every single day was hitting the ball to all fields. And their biggest criticism of their hitters was not Chase, was that they don't hit the ball to all fields. So how could you convince me that and I know everyone wants Kevin Long's head, and that's fine, but how can you convince me that Rob Thomson and Kevin Long are the right guys for the job if they cannot solve the one problem that you have acknowledged as a problem and that they worked with them every day on?
And I got to be honest with you, hearing Rob Thomson say that, I don't know how much of it was a throwaway line as much as it was him making sure he put it out there. Like, no, this is what they were told to do. Like, they've been instructed, they've been coached to approach this way, and they don't do it. We saw whatchamacallit got sent down for a little bit because he wouldn't do the whole bunting. Came back and debunted for maybe a day or two.
Looked good. Looked great.
And then went back to being Rojas. So part of that is putting it back on the players, and these guys do. They have to take accountability for what they do when they're in that batter's box.
The other thing,
Rob is looking out for his coaching staff.
Absolutely.
He's like, hold on, us as a coaching staff,
we did our job.
Yeah, we did our job.
So, the other thing that Dombrowski said was, you got to understand, offense is down everywhere. You know, the league-wide batting average is .242, and I think all of our regular players hit over .242. It's like, well, offense didn't look down when the Mets were hitting home runs off of us, and they don't look down with the Dodgers.
The Dodgers,
it's offense, I guess, just us.
What bothered me was that they are a veteran front office and a veteran coaching staff, and the fact that the whole answer is hit the ball the other way.
Yeah,
like, they should have a better clue as to what happened.
They sound like us.
Dave Dombrowski's been a general manager since like 1991. You've been a part of some great teams that have fallen short. It doesn't feel like they know what happened, and right. that's worrying me.
I think they do know what happened, and they can't say. The players are stubborn, and they go up there and do what they want to do.
Right.
Because they say that, then you lose the clubhouse.
Yeah.
So they can't say that. So they put themselves in a position where they sound like they don't know what they're talking about because they are protecting their players.
All I know is Dave Dombrowski better have a real plan for the offseason. Better, and the plan cannot be the same roster back. It just can't be. It can't be. In a significant way, it can't be. All right, coming up next. Oh, Nick, you thought we weren't going to talk about it. Good. The Eagles, you guys got a 1 hour break. So Elliot Shore Parks joins us for an hour next, as he does every Tuesday, Tuesdays with Elliot. We will talk about the Nick Sirianni thing. Vic Fangio said whether Nick overruled him at one point. And Kellen Moore talked about why Jalen Hurts is not under center more. We will talk about all of that with Elliot next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, press conferences here in Philly sports have been pretty scary over the last couple of days. Maybe it's fitting because it is October. Halloween is coming. Spooky season.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.